brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Coming up, we're going to get into forget Super Bowl pat-downs. Big Sis wants interrogations and behavioral tests. Now, at any public event, they're going to have locally trained goons asking you questions, prodding you, saying they don't like how you look. Total secret police tyranny. That is coming up. Huffington Post agrees to a $315 million buyout from AOL. So now the George Soros-affiliated group basically merging with AOL. Arianna Huffington to run AOL News now. So it's really a takeover in a way. It's not even them buying that. It's a merger. So that's coming up. Obviously, the White House last Friday responded to our PrisonPlanet.com story. We're going to be going over that. Ray McGovern getting into Bush fears arrest, scrap Swiss visit. That's coming up next hour with a former top CIA analyst, advisor to George Herbert Walker Bush, his morning briefer, as well as Ronald Reagan. But we're taking calls right now until the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to first get into magnetic pole shift. It's starting to happen, but how serious is it going to be? If there's a major pole shift, it will be cataclysmic. We'll be discussing that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Marcia in New York, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome.
Yeah, listen, congrats on the White House notice. And I'm calling about a situation here on Friday night in New York subway. A train stopped at a platform, and we saw five cops getting a guy with sticks, and he was covering his head with both arms and screaming, record this, record this. And I pulled out my phone, and other guys started doing the same. And as soon as the cops saw it, at least they stopped using the sticks. So what I'm trying to say is for other people, if they see something like this,
yeah,
the least they can do is start taping, you know?
You can buy little portable digital cameras that shoot decent quality for about $50 now, and I need to walk the walk, and I normally do carry a camera in my car and always carry one. You know, my iPhone is, but it's an old iPhone because I don't like the new ones, but I'm going to have to go ahead and trade up and get a new one. I've had this one for over two years since they first came out. Because last night I couldn't even really shoot good video when we ran into Karl Rove downtown.
Oh, listen, did you see a special on MSNBC about Bill Clinton? You know, the title is The World President.
Yes, they're really positioning him to be a UN Secretary General. They've admitted that that's always been their plan, and Obama becoming the head of the Security Council, which no president's ever done, violates the Constitution, and we cover that in Fall of the Republic. In fact, I'll give you the actual subsection code of the U.S. Constitution. I think it's Article 1, Section 9, but I know it's on the back of the film, so I can double-check my facts. America's Last Stand, Make the Choice, Liberty or Tyranny, Fall of the Republic documents an offshore corporate cartel is bankrupting the U.S. economy by design. Leaders are now declaring that world government has arrived and the dollar will be replaced with a new global currency. President Obama has brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. And so that's just part of what the film covers. But I'm glad, yes, I did see the promo article from MSNBC. Bill Clinton, president of the world. What do you think of that?
Well, it's crazy, of course. They're trying to make us ready for what's coming, that, you know, he's going to be our number one guy. A new star.
And then after we've had a U.S. president of the world, then we can have a communist Chinese president as president of the world. And of course, global rules. Again, we're all being conditioned. Briefly, how did it end with the police beating the man? Do you know why they were beating him?
He really hurt the guy because they ran his face into the metal part of the platform and they got on top of him, you know, but at least they stopped hitting him and that was it. You know, the train stopped for like 7 minutes and then we just kept on going. But at least, you know, in the beginning people were laughing and I'm like, are you crazy? This is not funny. And it takes one person to say something, to do something, and others will follow.
Absolutely. Good job, Marcia. Thanks for the call. John, Chris, Peter, and others, your calls are straight ahead.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now 8 minutes into this second hour of worldwide broadcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. Ray McGovern, a retired CIA officer, turned political activist, top morning briefer to George Herbert Walker Bush and Ronald Reagan, will be joining us to talk about his take on what's happening in Egypt. Also, he wants to respond to this key report out of the Times of India. It's also in big European publications. Bush fears arrest, scraps Swiss visit. He admittedly did order torture that is illegal. It doesn't matter if he says he's above the law or Karl Rove tells him so. This is illegal. And now he was to do a big keynote address there in Geneva, but has canceled it February 12th because he's worried about being arrested. So we're going to be talking about that. First time a U.S. president can't travel like Pinochet of Argentina or something. Very, very serious. Also coming up at the bottom of the hour, people keep wanting to hear my take on pole shift. And I've done a lot of research on it. It is moving at a record rate since they've been recording it in the last half century. And if it does shift massively by thousands of miles, you're looking at serious calamity. There's no doubt, serious cataclysm. I'm not saying that's coming or going to happen. But we know big asteroids and comets hit the planet. We know there are pole shifts. And it's just crazy that people predicted that there'd be a pole shift in 2012, and now it is moving around at a record pace. Pretty creepy. I mean, do the globalists know something that the ancients knew that they're not telling us? There are all these martial law preparations. You've got all the world economic collapse coming along at the same time. I don't know what's going on. I mean, they admittedly have magnetic weapons, earthquake-causing weapons. Secretary of the Army, William Cohen, 1997, admitted so in a press release. But it's classified. Tectonic weapons is what he calls them. Are the globalists doing this? We know they're manipulating a lot of the weather. It's just crazy. I'll talk about it coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also, most talk show hosts, I think, would still be talking about this, but I covered it some yesterday. I'll briefly get into it today. It's a pretty big deal because it shows how vulnerable they are and how if real media actually covers the globalist activities, the light of sunshine, the light of exposure will destroy their designs. On Friday, Fox covered it. Obama blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts, and they posted the PrisonPlanet.com article. Very strange. They're doing that more and more. Continuing, but I guess our article is well documented, so why they did. The White House responded to it that evening. The Media Matters came after us as well, so we're going to be discussing that coming up later as well. But right now, let's go to a bunch of your calls here. Let's talk to John in Michigan. John, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex, and thank you for everything you've doing. So, have you ever heard of Charles Walters from Austin, Texas, there, former? He was with the Austin, USA publication on organic gardening.
It rings a little bit of a bell, but no.
But I have a book here that he wrote before he passed away, and it's in regards to a physician up here in northern Michigan, a chiropractor, who took the elements chart, and this is for Dr. Wallach, to reinforce Dr. Wallach's information that you're putting out. And he, in the foreword of the book, and it's the title of the book is Minerals for the Genetic Code, and I can give you an information how to get a hold of it, Minerals for the Genetic Code. He talks about a county in Texas back in the early 50s, Death County, Texas, in a town called Hereford. And that's where they had found high levels of fluorine in the water, and this is where they began their theory to put fluoride in the water. In this book, Dr. Orry takes the element chart and links it to the minerals and how they are essential and the positive and negative valences. So it's something I think really that is something people and you yourself might be interested in. And getting, can I give out the a website for it? It's emineral.info, the letter emineral.info. And it's a very, very, the very first time that this has been done with the element chart, Alex.
Well, we know that the body needs all the minerals and all the trace elements and the vitamins to be healthy, but the system wants to make money off treating people who are mineral deficient that then causes diseases. They want to treat the disease itself and try to block it instead of going to the root of it. I appreciate your call. I'll check into that. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to know something. I got a question here about the health department. I've got something about called the risk surveillance system. Do you know about that? It's federally funded, it says here in a letter.
They have federal standardization, which is totally unconstitutional, of zoning laws. That's also in the climate treaty that the House passed a year and a half ago, but the Senate hasn't passed, but the EPA is still implementing. And it's federal zoning where they force their way in your house, where they talk about potential risk, and where basically they're going to try to take many of the homes and buildings in this country and artificially condemn them. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's like almost like a telltale squad because this is getting.
Yeah, no, it's telling plumbers, firemen, telephone repair people, cable people to basically spy on you, realtors, when they're in your home.
Yeah, and that's this new guy. This has been going on for 10 years. And what happened 10 years ago? We had 9/11. Yeah, what about Christine Whitman? I told everybody out there the air was safe. How many people are dying from all this? These people are a bunch of criminals out here. This is, you know, there's probably some good people that are working on this, but if I get a hold of them, you know, I'm going to go into it with it and just talk with them. You want to talk with me? You know, I'm not going to answer any of these questions. I'm going to respect my amendments, you know, my property rights.
Well, they're trying to basically give code enforcers and their minions unconstitutional powers to force their way into your home. And more in apartments, you know, they're saying, oh, we're going to do a drug sweep of the apartments. Everyone must leave at this time of day. and then the police all come into your apartment, and they claim, well, you don't own the apartment, and so you don't get the Fourth Amendment. But federal and state courts have held that, yes, you do still have a Fourth Amendment, even though you're renting. So it's just absolutely incredible what they're doing. I'm aware of those general developments, but why don't you email us what you've got to showtips@infowars.com.
Don is the acting director of the local Metro Health Department. I call it the Metro Tattletale Department. I'm just, this is getting really bad out here. So, folks, get active, and we can take this country back.
Absolutely. Now, what they're doing is they're fully converting the society over to a tattletale society and saying it's good, and we've all got a responsibility, and the government's hovering over us with blimps and telescreens and drones and announcements and amber alerts that were for little kids and now are for, you know, is your neighbor, you know, owning firearms. And they're trying to convert us over this total system of surveillance. I mean, take the Super Bowl. She says, it's your responsibility to tattle on everybody. It's your responsibility. As if people don't know if they see something that's really suspicious to say something. The message is, look for things. Be spies. Don't trust each other. Terrorists are everywhere. And now, as they announced years ago, they're now rolling it out, that TSA or TSA-trained locals will pat you down, put their hands in your pants, search your bags when you go to even a school play. We're now seeing cases of this with a few hundred people. At local junior high football games, they'll call out the State Guard in places like Alabama and search little girls with Hello Kitty bags. I actually have a photo of that. And so our children are being trained, the public's being trained to live in this total surveillance society with no Fourth Amendment. Peter in Washington, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I would like, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to talk about it, not the real crisis, but the fake crisis of global warming, and not about its evidence, but about the concept itself. Now, you've pointed out many times that they want to interdict against CO2, which is very natural. Plants use it. So, but this contradicts the greenness, because greenness is based upon plants, which couldn't exist without CO2.
And we know the Earth has the lowest ever recorded from the soil samples and ice samples of carbon dioxide. We're in a carbon-starved environment. Thank God humans started putting it out. Unfortunately, we don't put out anything near volcanoes because the Earth is having less and less volcanic activity than, you know, what it had millions of years ago. So obviously we have a lower carbon level because the Earth is cooling.
Right. What I want to concentrate is it contradicts their very supposed goal of greenness. Now, Lindsay Williams, as you know, pointed out that these elitists have to tell you, and I found that true not only with elitists but with others, that they have to tell you who they are and they have to give a warning. I think the very concept itself, because it is so fraudulent, it contains that kind of a warning. That means there are two kinds of people that fall for it. One group are those that just say, well, scientists are always right. You know, they're the new priesthood and all of that. But there are other people that like it. They're bad, and they're on the other side. That's all, really, I have to say.
Well, yeah, no, I've talked to a lot of mid-level media people and environmentalists, and they go, okay, global warming's a fraud. It's not caused by man. But isn't fossil fuels dirty? Shouldn't we use this as an excuse to push an environmentalist revolution? Nothing that's done from a point of deception is going to bear good fruit. And what they're trying to do through their environmental revolution is not actually clean up the environment. They're allowing the cross-species genetic engineering, the toxic waste dumping, the dangerous weapon test. It's all just a brazen power grab, and they admit that's what it is. And you've got all these low-level people who get off on feeling like they've signed on to the power structure. You know, even though they know it's a fraud, they think that by agreeing with it, now it doesn't threaten them and they're part of the winning team. When they're not getting the spoils from this, even if they're reprobate, social climbing, sociopaths, the sociopaths fool themselves that it's somehow helping them when it isn't. But more and more I realize that what we're facing is one-dimensional thinking. So many people have one-dimensional thinking, and I'll explain what that is briefly when we come back. Continue with your calls and then get into the pole shift news. But I'll give you some examples of one-dimensional thinking when we come back. on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One-dimensional thinking. I want to do some whole shows on this or special videos on this subject because it's so complex but at the same time so simple, and it's a fundamental issue of symbols. And there's been a lot of sociologists, political scientists before them, philosophers, psychologists that have written about this. And Madison Avenue and the propaganda masters, they call it perception is reality. Perception isn't really reality. If you're on a bunch of LSD having a full-bore hallucination and believe you're jumping off into a creek, but you really jump off a 50-story building, perception is not reality. Or if you think you're a bird and you're going to fly off a 20-story balcony, well, you're really going to crash and die on the bottom. Perception is not reality. Take a dollar bill. In fact, will somebody give me my wallet over there? I think it's got some money in it. I can't reach over and get it. Thank you. A dollar bill is a symbol of energy, but it's not redeemable. A $5 bill is not redeemable in gold or silver, so it is simply an empty symbol of a commodity, which, again, what is commodity? It's some form of energy or something of value. But people one-dimensionally, I mean, old-timers who were common sense and understood history, they knew how dangerous a fiat currency was. But as we became more and more symbol-oriented, it gets to the point where the symbols have no connection to reality anymore and create almost like a matrix-like system of deception. But here's an example of one-dimensional thinking. I saw a comment in our article on PrisonPlanet.com last night. The article responding to the White House response to our previous article on Thursday. White House attacks PrisonPlanet.com report on blackouts. And the commenter said, I don't get it. I'm sick of Alex Jones. He has an advertiser that promotes a solar backup unit, and Alex says get off the grid, but then Alex is saying don't let them shut down our coal-powered plants. That's a one-dimensional thought. Anyone thinking in a two-dimensional, three-dimensional, or some can think in a four-dimensional layer would realize instantly in a fractal design, hundreds of different angles and points that show how unconscious and one-dimensional that statement was. In the ad, we say there's moves to shut down power plants, to increase prices. We should move to get off the grid. But we need multiple systems of energy. We need cheap industry for our factories and businesses and schools to be competitive. And China and Mexico and others, they get cheaper energy than we do because the globalists have decided to invest in those countries, not here, and they're trying to shut off their competition. But see, that's not even a complex thought, but it's 2 to 3 dimensions deep. So that person sees, I've noticed the weak-minded, they see contradictions where there aren't contradictions. And, of course, the one-dimensional thinking goes further. A lot of people will just say lies about their boss or their employee or anybody and believe them. Real liars believe their lies. And they believe that if they create the symbol in their mind and that if they just say something is, that they've made the decision and now that's the way reality is. They bought into perception is reality. They bought into the packaging. And it's just extremely frustrating to see something like that. When obviously we're saying it'd be great if we could all have solar power, if we could all be off the grid and independent. The point is our society and system is set up, and in the interim, we don't want to let the globalists come in with promises of Valhalla when their real goal is to only allow their coal-powered plants to operate, so there's artificial scarcity, so they make much larger profits in the end game. And they're already making those bigger profits by creating artificial scarcity and power. If there are plenty of power plants, and anybody can set one up as long as they're clean, then that cuts into the globalist incredible profits. The globalists make huge profits and consolidate power through controlled markets that they're able to get through government power. And so it's that wedding of the mega corporations with government that is the great tyranny, that is the great tyrannus. And there's so many other examples of one-dimensional thinking. You know, the TSA, Homeland Security, puts out a report. We want to stop child trafficking at the Super Bowl. And a one-dimensional thinker just takes it and says, must be true. Government said it. Meanwhile, if you have 2-3-dimensional thinking and historical understanding and have the data, you know the government's one of the biggest traffickers in women and children. And that this is all just a PR stunt, but to protect themselves, they've got to have the movement against their own system so they can control any of the investigations. See, that's three-dimensional thinking. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
I want to get into Poll Shift and then continue with your calls ahead of our guest joining us. And I also want to finish up talking about one-dimensional thinking here in just a moment. First, though, we live in a toxic environment. There's no doubt about that. And our body uses nutrients and minerals to repair itself and to fight back against things like cancer. And there is a great sponsor we have. My wife uses it. I use it. Rob Jacobson uses it. Innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com. Of course, it's one best superfood via Mike Adams in the Health Ranger. It's 20 superfoods that haven't been homogenized, that is heated up, so they have all their nutrients in them, and you absorb a lot more of it than just taking vitamins. Go read the list of 20 superfoods in the Innerfood. They got a bunch of other great product lines as well. And they've got a specials page with the Alex Jones combo to get discounts when you're at innerfood.com. That's innerfood.com. Or give them a call at 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. Check out innerfood.com today. And, of course, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. That's purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners at prisonpana.com or infowars.com or go to purewaterfreedom.com today to take control of your water supply. That's purewaterfreedom.com. And as I said earlier in the last hour, it is your purchase of books, videos, T-shirts that gets the word out and supports our operation, the shopping cart at InfoWars.com, very easy to find. We've never had the special go into February. We've just been so busy. We take some programming to go remove it and take it off. It will end tomorrow morning. Today's the last day to get 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check out all the incredible special report videos we're posting, the archives of the live show in living color video, the higher quality audio podcast, 7 years up and running at PrisonPlanet.tv. And that special will end in the morning when Paul Joseph Watson changes it about 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. So last day to take advantage of the PrisonPlanet.tv special. Okay, trying to get into higher levels of thought. One-dimensional thought is really not a natural state for humankind. We've been artificially put into this because of television, the internet, and society more and more. It's always played a role in deceptive governments and systems. But just to break down one-dimensional thought at a subconscious level would be if you were watching us live via video right now and you think that you're here in the room with us. Or when you go to a movie theater and watch a film and suspend disbelief and actually just start accepting it all as true, and your subconscious and your conscious basically become one for a period, and you accept it all as real. When you're watching that horror movie and you think the zombies are real and you're getting scared, that's one-dimensional thinking. And one-dimensional thinking, of course, is associated with lower brain function and basic instincts. But another example of it is obviously so-called money. When I call this money, I'm engaging in one-dimensional speech. I know this isn't really what we think of as real money that's backed up by a real commodity and that's redeemable in wheat or gold or salt or whatever's been valuable throughout history, or land. Things that are associated with energy, this now becomes a certification or a symbol of exchange. But now they've removed any connection to any real tangible wealth from the money, and so they've brought us into this one-dimensional system where a lot of people will kill their own grandmother for a stick of bubble gum. But another example of one-dimensional thought is people still believing politicians and just accepting whatever they say as if it's the received truth, kind of in a suspended disbelief mode of just receiving, not actually thinking. And to simplify it, complex thought, complex business, complex relationships, the most unsuccessful failures that we meet in life are people that are like wild animals. They see things one-dimensionally. They'll buy into any con. They'll go along with any false idea as long as it's packaged correctly. And they never think about what's really contained in the symbol and what it's connected to, if anything. And they never think about the causal relationships of doing one thing. Well, what is that going to cause? And then what is that going to trigger? And what are the possible outcomes of what, of the ramifications of that development as it divides out into a fractal design, similar to the butterfly effect or throwing the pebble into the pond that causes the massive overall ripples. Tiny pebble, if you have a very still pond and you throw it in, you'd be amazed at how it causes ripples to go all the way across the pond and then bounce back, and it could go on for several minutes. Massive overall energy output compared to the tiny amount of energy that the pebble first exerted. Now, when you enter other energy drivers like the wind or kids splashing around in the pond, now the pebble isn't as noticeable. And that's why the globalists politically want you watching TV, responding to their stimuli, following their matrix false reality as they walk you deeper into unconsciousness and one-dimensional thinking. Because when you act on your own, when you act in a multidimensional thought process and then put it into action and actually manifest it through actions, you begin to cause ripples in the universe, ripples on our planet, economically, spiritually, physically. You begin to actually have an effect and leave a mark on the world. They don't want you on the field. They want you as spectators, so their pebbles, or the boulders they're throwing into the pond, have the biggest effect. But the winds of change, millions and millions of people doing little things every day to further increase their understanding of knowledge and to further put that spread of knowledge out to others and to promote moral ideas which are universal in mankind. The first thing the globalists do is tell you there are no morals, you can't have a view, there is no right and wrong, so that you don't have a position. Then they come back with all of their morals about shut down free speech because it's hurtful and shut off energy because it's hurtful. They always moralize, but then they're telling you, you should moralize. Because when you do, pick the position that's best for humanity, that's best for you, that makes you sleep good at night, that you know is wholesome. When you make those right decisions in life, it's winds of change they can't stop, and no amount of propaganda and lies can reverse the smallest amount of truth. And when you begin to put off the truth, when you begin to put it out into the universe, it has an effect. This is scientific. And I'm now getting into philosophy, and this is the type of stuff I think about 24 hours a day. I have dreams about this constantly, my understandings of it. But they're very afraid of you and the power that you have. And that's why the globalists admit in countless white papers that we've covered here that they wanted to make us promiscuous, that they wanted to make us animalistic, because that stuff's addictive, but it's lower brain, and then it makes us more easy to control. They're threatened by a true human. They're threatened by true dynamic understanding, because most people, if they ever actually see the truth of the universe and the world, if they ever tap into that great truth, they then will immediately see all the corruption, the evil, the cancer in society, and you will not even have to have courage. You will hurl yourself towards the tyranny in an attempt to block it, because at a fundamental level, you understand it's threatening to all that's good. So they want you in the flesh. They want you in a lower state of awareness. They want you to be stunted because you're threatening to them. They understand the secrets of humanity, the secrets of our potential, and they have greedily decided to dumb everybody down, put a police state grid in, have controlled bioweapons releases, each one worse than the last, as they set up a tighter and tighter grid and basically wipe the majority of us out in the next 30 to 40 years, perhaps even sooner. But it's now being phased in. It's all documented, all admitted what they're doing. And it's something that is going to hurt 99.9% of us, and in the end, hurt the globalists themselves. There could be two globalists in a high-tech crystal palace 100 years from now. Two globalists left. They've got total life extension. They've merged with the cybernetic interfaces. They can... you know, do things that are, to the ancients, would be godlike, but they still, at their core, were wicked people that made the satanic decision to engage in nihilistic exploits of power grabbing, and they're still self-destructive at their core, and their projection on the outside world of wanting to enslave and degradate and dumb down, that's going to come back on them, and those two final entities, those transhumanists, will rip each other to pieces and will destroy whatever creations they've made in an attempt to get the ultimate throne of power. This is a system that will extinct all life. This is a dark force that will give no quarter and must be resisted 110%. All right, I'm getting into some pretty heavy stuff now, but start little mental exercises of thinking about chain reactions in the economy, in business, in relationship, in lives, in everything you're doing. And learn to study how they interact. And at first, you won't have a lot of skill at this, but as you focus your mind on it, more and more you will develop what is known as discernment. And obviously some of us are gifted with more of it than others, but all of you have it. And I suggest you use it, because your life will be so fulfilled. I am so alive, I am so awake, that it's painful. My knowledge curve is growing so fast, and it's so frustrating that I can't even articulate it. And the gifts that God has given us are so wondrous. The eye has not seen, the ear has not heard what God's got planned for the species. Think about how fast things have changed. Think about how we just got the internet really in the last 20 years. I mean, it was around in the 60s, but officially in the last 20. Think about how just 100 years ago we got automobiles. Think about how people just take electricity for granted. Think about how people take it for granted that the sum of knowledge is got to be billions of times what it was just 100 years ago. You can search instantly all the libraries of the world. You can search information on a trillion different subjects. You can get different views and different ideas from thousands of different perspectives on each issue just via the internet, the sum of humanity communicating with each other and advancing knowledge. It's got a lot of bad things as well. It's the spectrum of humanity. But just like children, you go to Africa or you go to Latin America and you go to the poorest areas and you see starving children, their eyes are alight, burning with the human spirit. It looks like old black and white photos I've seen of my ancestors 150 years ago, 100 years ago, even 60 years ago. You look at every one of them, their eyes look wild with electricity. My eyes are dim compared to theirs. But you go and you see starving villagers, little children with their ribs sticking out of them, and their eyes are on fire, and they're cheerful, and they're happy. And if you give them a tin can to play with, they will cry, and they will thank you. And when you talk to those children, they have great intuitive knowledge, spiritual knowledge, because they're so close to death. Children who don't have enough food appreciate it. Children who don't have enough knowledge appreciate knowledge so much, they're questing for it, so they're already wide open like a flower to the sun and already have inherently all the knowledge of their soul and their ancestors in them. But then you look at my children, beautiful, electric eyes, eating healthy food, wondrous compared to many other children I know who are eating all the toxic garbage and watching television, but still decadent, always wanting certain types of food. A poor, starving African or Asian child would gobble up spinach or Brussels sprouts and beg for more. But my children, even if I try to not make them decadent and weak, they're like I am. They're not as hardy because they've had it so good. See, we have all the knowledge of the world, but because we have so much knowledge, we don't even care. The general public, who cares about the three branches of government? Who cares about quantum mechanics? Who cares about fission fusion? Who cares about heavy cyclotrons? Who cares about weather modification? Who cares about cross-species chimeras? Who cares? Because it's all there, so what? I'm going to go to the bar and get drunk. Yeah, that's what they say. Or, I'm going to go to the topless bar, or I'm going to go watch a football game. And so, the world kills us with the largesse. The system kills us with just this fount of food and entertainment and distractions. But notice everything the globalists push, everything that they really drive on you is death to the species. And they're smart, and they've talked about it. Go back 80 years ago or so, they said, we've got to take over the education in this country. I have the U.S. National Banking Association from actually 1898. Read it on air where they said, we got to take over the media. We got to dumb people down. Have you read a newspaper from 235 years ago when this country was getting founded? I mean, they weren't showing off with their use of language. They were really into it to use wide-spectrum, delicate words woven together to truly express their deeper thoughts and understandings. The average commoner was using words and complex ideas than top professors today. I can barely read a newspaper from 1780. It's hard to read a newspaper from 130 years ago. The language is being destroyed. The use of words, their meanings is being changed, where people can't even basically communicate with each other anymore. And the globalists practice disinformation and practice dumbing down the culture. And those that understand this, they are advanced. Up to this advanced, as you destroy your own species that you're bound to for eternity? This is what the heart of the matter is really all about. We are being inserted into an electronic matrix. We are not communicating with each other. Children at restaurants that I look at all have handheld video games. They're not talking to their parents. They're at the school all day. We are being programmed. And once you aren't connected to the real world and street smarts and common sense, now as you're raised up with a tablet in your hand giving you what the government wants you to see, now they can give you symbols that aren't even connected to any reality. The globalists know what they're doing. And so right now they're trying to sell us on total tyranny as if it's a good thing because they believe the majority of people are disconnected from reality enough now that they can't even communicate and can't be reached or helped. We're reaching a critical point, and humanity's starting to wake up and struggle because humanity knows how much danger it's in collectively.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You know, I can't do justice to the poll shift in just this one segment ahead of Ray McGovern joining us. So what I'll do is he leaves us at the bottom of the next hour. I will spend the last 30 minutes of the third hour exclusively on the poll shift information. It's just too important, and I'm not going to just spend 5 minutes on it. And again, it's exhausting to try to cover such a lofty subject and then try to secrete the accurate paradigm information to you, because if I don't give the information out in this full spectrum breakdown, it could actually be used by the globalist for further deception. That's another problem with really becoming conscious and truly breaking things down. But I don't think there's a more important subject than the one-dimensional thinking. And once they get you in one-dimensional thinking, then they can remove all trappings of reality and put people into a false reality. And many ancient cultures could artificially do this even with low-tech means. Generationally, the priest class would train the public to even give their children up to be sacrificed. Why? It's an act of total submission to go against the very human instinct. Every culture did it. It's a tropism. You know how a plant grows. The seed's designed. Well, tyranny grows a certain way. It builds a certain system. The Japanese, 500 years ago, 800 years ago, 1,000 years ago, had the exact same feudal caste system with knights in castles, fealty to a lord, to an emperor, to a shogun, exactly as they had it in the Aztec kingdom, exactly as they had it in European kingdoms. These are cultures that hadn't communicated with each other, but they build the same systems. Tyrants, just like a certain species of spider, the scientists that study arachnids, you know, they can tell you, even if the spider has been eaten by a bird, what spider spun that web, because they know the fingerprint. They know the signature. And with the globalists, we've seen the web they've spun, but this is something new. This isn't the same web. They've taken all the old webs of tyranny and laid them over each other and then put a new high-tech web over that web. And I'm looking at this thing and I'm going, whoa, this is a kill grid. And the globalists and all their publications go, you better believe it is. We're going to kill you. They openly talk about world government, one-child policy, forced sterilization, drugs in the food and water. I've got a report here out of Federal News Radio, presidential emergency alerts to be tested. And they're upgrading it with presidential announcements. See, that just took me into a whole fractal understanding of previous data research. I remember in 96 talking to Kevin Stone, the engineer at the local FM I was on. I remember talking to other engineers when I was doing the show out of one of the other AMs here in town. And they had all been given. The feds always tell you what they're going to do a decade or so before they do it. They put it in place and they announce it. And how many times have I told you, through the federal EAS, you won't just get occasional tests anymore. They told engineers and media companies 14 years ago and then again 10 years ago, and I was able to read the document, shot video of it. It's in my film, Police State 2000, 1999 release. They told them, when we're done, the government's going to take hours of broadcast time every day. That's going to be the new fairness doctrine, or one part of it, is that the government's just going to break in whenever they want, and they're wired in under law since 96 with their own receivers in all the broadcast units at the tower. The board op doesn't hit a button when they get an order. It automatically goes on, and the government makes announcements. They've also passed federal regulations where all clock radios have automatic transponder takeover arms where it turns on by itself and makes announcements. Television sets have it in it, all the cable systems, and federal news radio is reporting, and they have a link to the White House announcement that the president is preparing to start making announcements, getting you ready, of course, for when they give the true martial law announcement.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.